What's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl Cora on the Cora Shenanigans, and this is episode 6. This episode is about rejection. Before I get into this episode, I just want to say I hope you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing week. I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. It is April, guys. It is April. It's a new month, so that means new goals. And if you haven't accomplished the ones that you've already set for yourself last month, get on to it and get, you know, do what you need to do, okay? Remember to stay positive. And even if it's hard to stay positive, listen to something that's going to get your mind off the negativity. Do not sit and be stagnant in that negativity, because it's only going to keep you for what you really need to do and what you need to really focus on. But not only that, it's going to drag you down. And we don't need no negativity dragging us down at all. Whatever type of negativity is, get the fuck away from it. Okay? The reason why I want to talk about rejection is because there was a recent incident that happened that involved two twin girls. And one of them lost their life. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there are plenty of fishes in a motherfucking sea. And if one person does not like you, go and find the next person. Okay? We do not own people, and nobody is obligated to give you their time at all. And if somebody says no, respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be no reason why, because someone says no to you because they don't like you or they don't want to be with you, that you get upset and you go and take it overboard. It's just ridiculous. And we need to start paying attention to this shit, and we need to start doing something about it, because at this point, it's like, it's getting excessive. You know what I'm saying? There is plenty of fish, and there is plenty of fish to go around for you to be sitting here taking someone's life because they rejected your ass. Now, for those of you who seem to not know what the fuck rejection is, here's a definition of what rejection is. So the definition of what rejection is this the dismissing or refusal of a proposal idea. Example, the union decided that last night to recommend rejection of the offer. Basically saying no to something that you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? And so we're just going to start right here. Not only do men take rejection wrong, women do too. But in this case, we're talking about a man. And majority of the cases are men that do not know how to take rejection. Now, it just pisses me off, because it's just like, how can you get yourself to the point where you're so angry that someone decided that they don't want to go out with you or they don't want to give you their time? Like, why the fuck are you mad about that? Now, when someone is rejected, the emotions that they are feeling are several emotions. The several specific emotions are hurt feelings, loneliness, jealousy, guilt, shame, social anxiety, embarrassment, sadness, and anger. Most of the time, when a man is being rejected, they're usually angry and embarrassed. Okay? Some other times they can be jealous, but majority of the time they are embarrassed because you decided, oh no, you didn't want it. Anything to do with that man. Now, with women, it's the same thing. Like I said, it's not only men who get so frustrated and end up doing things they're not supposed to be doing when they're rejected, it's women as well. And it's just like, it has to stop. You know, like, you can't get yourself to the point where you're so upset that someone doesn't want to give you their time of day, doesn't want to be involved with you. You cannot get upset. You do not own that person, nor do you control them. So for you to sit here and get yourself so worked up that they decided that they didn't want nothing to do with you, that you have to be so dangerous and negative about the situation, when, like I said before, there are plenty of fishes in a motherfucking sea to go around. Now, on March 17th, Sunday morning, two twin 19-year-old Brooklyn girls rejected a man, okay? They were at a deli after coming from a party. And this guy, he was not sober, was basically making comments to them. You know, the word they use it is advances. We're making comments to them, and they, both of the twin girls, rejected them. Now, it came to a point where the conversation got violent, and the guy ended up stabbing one of the girls while injuring both of them and sent them both to the hospital. But one of the twins died and the other one was in stable condition. But it's just like, where in your right mind, like, did you think, okay, because they don't want me, I'm just going to stab them? Like, I get that he was not fucking sober, but that doesn't give him the right to sit here and take someone's life because they rejected you. You know, that's what alcohol does to you. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I drink and shit, but I know my limit. And it seems like he was so drunk and out of it that he just went the other route. And I'm not making no excuses, because that man should be put in jail, because that's just ridiculous. Because now this twin is out there living her life, or going to be living her life, without her twin sister that they were together for 19 motherfucking years. Like, just think about that. Like, you tell a guy that you don't want them, or say, no, I'm okay, I'm good, and like, it just turns violent. Like, that's something so fucking scary. And a lot of women have to deal with that. A lot of us women have to sit here and fear for our lives every single time we walk out that door, because there's men out there that can't control their motherfucking anger and can't take no for a fucking answer. And it pisses me off, because it's just like, it shouldn't have to be like that. We should be protecting our fucking females, our women. Women shouldn't have to sit here and fear for their life because if they say no to someone, someone's going to end up killing them or hurting them because of it. We should not have to fear our lives like that at all. And that should have never happened. And it's just so sad that that twin girl has to go on with her life without her twin sister. Someone that has been by her side for as long as, since they were born. You know what I'm saying? That a mother has to mourn her daughter over a rejection. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's also crazy because a lot of other men don't even believe you when you speak up and say, like, this is what happened to you when you rejected a guy. You know, it's like, we're liars. And that, it's just like, it just shouldn't happen. Like, that is a bum ass nigga. The fact that he thought that it was okay to sit here and just, like, just do that is ridiculous. And I don't know right now if he's been caught or if they're still looking for him, but I'm going to tell you right now, they need to do something, because that man does not deserve to be in the streets living his life knowing that he just took someone else's. Like, you ain't God. You know what I'm saying? And again, like, it's just not fair, because, like, yes, again, women do the same thing, but you hear more about men doing it than women. You know, if a woman gets rejected, she probably gonna mess up your car, pop your tires, do something like that. But men sitting here actually taking people's lives for it. There was another story that I saw, that I read a couple years ago, where these girls were outside, like, in a restaurant, just drinking, and some guy came up to them, one of the girls, and, like, was asking her, like, for her number and stuff, and she politely rejected him, and he pulled out a gun and shot her. Like, things like that is just crazy. Like, you cannot take rejection? Are you kidding me right now? It's scary. It's a scary world out there. So, like, you guys need to just be careful. You guys need to, you know, just watch your surroundings and just make sure that you have enough protection around you, you know, because, like, this is, it's going too far. It's going too far. There's a lot of stories like this that you hear, that girls have to go through this. And again, certain men or other men don't even believe the women that say that they're going through this or that it's happened to them until they actually see it firsthand, you know? And even when they see it firsthand, they don't even stop it. It's like, yo, if you see some guy literally harassing a girl after she said no, why don't you do something about it? You know what I'm saying? Say something about it. Speak up. Don't be a bystander, my nigga. Don't do that. It may not be none of your business, but we have to protect these women. You know what I'm saying? And protecting these women is standing up and speaking up and letting them fucking know, like, yo, she said no, hop the fuck off, you know? Like, there's times where women have to lie about their name and give out fake numbers because they don't feel safe in a situation when they are rejecting the man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I had to talk about it. I had to give my opinion about it, because at the end of the day, you know, I have a daughter and I want to set the best example for her. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just, it's mind-blowing how crazy, like, the world is and how crazy the world is getting, you know, and how women have to fear for their lives and just, you know, have to do everything out of the book just to make sure that they're safe, you know? And like I said before, it needs to change. The world needs to change. Men needs to change. Women needs to change. Like, there was a couple of incidents where there was a woman that got rejected, and, you know, like I said, she went and popped his tire, or, you know, busted his windows out of his car, stuff like that. But, you know, in this situation, this man took it upon himself to take a life, you know, all because they politely rejected him. Like, the streets gotta start doing things. Back in the day when a man disrespected a woman, the streets came together and beat that motherfucker's ass. Y'all need to start doing that shit again, because at the end of the day, like, we gotta protect our women. We gotta protect our own. That's just how it goes. You know, that's my intake on rejection, you know. I just want to give you guys my input and, like, just explain how the fuck I felt when I heard about this. Because, like I said, there's multiple times where I've been hearing so much stories about men, women being met with violence when they reject a man. Like, there's multiple stories where women are getting killed, or a woman rejected a man in Detroit and she got met with a knife on her neck and got her neck slashed. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, it's things like that that, like, scare me, because it's like, we shouldn't have to fear our lives. We shouldn't have to deal with violence when we reject a man, when we say no. You guys should listen. You guys should respect our what we want. And that's just it, you know? But until next time, guys, this is episode 6, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, if you guys have any feedback, don't be afraid to hit me up on my podcast page, because I am more than happy to engage in conversation with you guys. But until next time, toodles.